Laisa l'poro. Let's say the poro for some reason ran away. We don't have the poro around. We only have the vlad. Now we have a suffix if the vlad was in the mother's stomach when it did the damage. We're talking about now it was a pregnant poro that did damage to a shor, and after the damage we found the vlad on the side. The vlad came out. So we have a doubt that the vlad came out before the negicha. So therefore only the poro, the cow, did the damage, not the kid. Or was the kid, the vlad, still inside the stomach, b'shas the negicha, that the vlad also did the damage? So now the poro ran away. We don't have the poro. The question is, only the vlad is around, but we have a suffix, a doubt, if the vlad did the damage or not. So therefore the Mishnah says, that mishtalem revi nezik mivlad, that's a suffix if you have a right to collect from the vlad or not. So the Mishnah goes according to Sumchis, that momen ha-mutzik b'sofik is cholkim, therefore you only have to pay half of the chatzin nezik, which is a revi nezik. Zemora says, taimad lo yadinen yehevei vlad b'hador ki nat chiloi. So it comes out the way Rav is learning Pshat na Mishnah. Why do you only pay a revi, a quarter? Because we're not sure if the vlad was part of the damage or not. Was the vlad in the mother's stomach at the time of the damage, so it did part of the damage, or it wasn't? But I will eat shitalom, but if we would know for sure to have a vlad v'hador, that the vlad was inside the mother's stomach, like it was a pregnant vlad, a pregnant poro, that did the damage, then it's mashma ki nokho mishtalem kule chatzinezek mivlad. That if you want to, you have a right to collect your whole chatzinezek from the vlad. In other words, we look as if this poro and the vlad, the pregnant poro, is like one thing. The whole thing is one. So you have a right to get your chatzinezek from any part of that pregnant cow. Whether it's from the cow itself, or whether it's from the vlad, you have a right to collect. And the Gemara says, yes, that Rava l'taymei, Rava goes according to his tam, his reasoning. So Yama Rava, Rava says, poro she'azeka, if a poro, pregnant cow, did damage, talocher, and even though she's only a tam, that tam you collect migufoi, talocher is goyve mivlodo. The nizik has the right to collect his money from the vlad. My time, and what's the reason? Because gufahi, we consider the vlad, guf, part of the poro, it's like one guf. We don't look as if it's two things, a poro and a kid inside it, but the vlad is part of the mother, therefore we'd say the whole poro did the damage. Therefore you have a right to collect your chatzinezek from the vlad. What about though, tarnagolus shehezekah? Let's say a hen, a chicken, did damage, a bird did damage, then the locher is eino goyve mebetzosa. Even though right after the damage, the hen laid an egg, so the egg was inside the mother when she did damage, still, the nizik cannot collect the chatzinezek from the egg. My time, why is the egg of a bird different than the vlad of an animal? Pirusha b'yamhu, the egg is not called part of the mother. By a bird, the egg, Rashi says, pirusha means dover ha-mufresh mimenu. It's called like something separate. It's not called part of the bird. The egg is like a thing by itself. It's just in the stomach right now. But the egg is not called part of the bird. Therefore, if the bird did damage, you only collect from the bird and not from the chick, not from the egg. The Yomar Rav said another locha. Ein shomin lapora bifnei atzmo u levlad bifnei atzmo. Let's say, like in the ratio of the Mishnah, where somebody shore went ahead and did damage to both. The shore did damage, I mean, to a pregnant pora. So, and it killed both of them. So now when we look at the damage, how much damage did it did, we do not look at the pora by itself and the vlad by itself, but rather l'shomin l'vlad agav pora. We make a shuma, we shats up the vlad agav the pora. That means to say, we look how much was a pregnant pora worth. We don't look afterwards, there were two things, a pora and a vlad, so you killed both of them, you have to pay chatzinezek of the pora and chatzinezek of the vlad. That would be too much. But rather we look together. Lamaisa, you killed a pregnant poro, so you have to pay back how much a pregnant poro is worth. Because Shema Toime came, because if you're going to say no, you look at each one separately. Nimtzo ato machish es hamazik. Your being machish means you're taking away too much from the mazik. You're giving him too much of a loss. So Gemara asks the question soon, like, so what? If that's the halacha, what do you mean you're giving him a loss? That's the halacha. So we'll soon see what exactly it means. That's what he's saying, though, that when a shor hit a pregnant poro, we do not look as if each one separately a poro and the vlad, but we look together how much a pregnant poro is worth. The same thing you also find the koteya yad avdoi shakaveroi. If somebody cuts off his friend's arm, so he has to pay him for the damage of an arm. And the same thing you find the mazik sada shakaveroi. If your animal goes and ruins one row of your friend's field, that you don't look at the row by itself and say, listen, this row costs this much, I have to pay you this much. But rather look upon the whole field. How much is the whole field worth now with the row? And how much is the field worth without the row? So the difference, that's how much you have to pay. And the same thing by Yad Chaveroi. We don't look upon how much a hand by itself is worth. If Rashi would say, like, how much would you pay to have the hand cut off? We don't look at the hand by itself. We look upon the whole person. How much is an eved worth that has an arm, and how much is an eved worth that doesn't have an arm? We don't look at the arm separate, but we look upon the whole body. How much is the body worth with it or without it? Now, Omale Ravacha braid the Rav of Ravashi. So Ravacha braid the Rav and said back to Ravashi, like, what does Rav mean to say, again, when your shore hits a pregnant parah? And it killed both the parah with the vlad. So we say you have to pay for both of them. So Rav has said that you don't look at the parah by itself and the vlad by itself, but we look how much is a pregnant parah worth, and you have to pay back the value of a pregnant parah. So, and he said a loshim, because if you look at it separately, you're going to be machish, the mazik, you're going to make him pay too much. So the Mori asked the question, v'dinuhu lichush mazik. What kind of answer was that? If that's the halacha, though, that has considered your shor killed a pregnant parah. So if the din is we have to look at the parah by itself, and the vlad by itself, so that's how much you have to pay. What kind of svar is this? We're not going to be machish, take away too much from the mazik. Why? So Mori says about it, it's not stam, it's a svar like that. That you potter. Mishum diyom alei, because the mazik has a right to say like this, listen, poro mi avra to azikcha. What damage did I do to you? I damaged your pregnant para. My shor went and killed your pregnant para. So if so, poro mi avra to shaminulcha. I'll pay you back also how much people would pay for a pregnant para. True, if we look at each one separately, the para, the cow by itself, and the kid by itself after we give birth, it's worth much more. People will pay more for two separate than they'll pay for one pregnant para. So therefore, the mazik has the right to say, that's how much damage I did to you. At the time when my shor killed your para, it wasn't two separate people. It was a pregnant para. So therefore, poshut, I pay you back how much a pregnant para is worth. So Gemara asks, pshita. No. Yeah. So that's the reason why. Now the Gemara says, pshita, as for sure, para dechad uvlad dechad. What's going to be in the case where the para belongs to one person and the vlad belongs to another person? In other words, you first owned the pregnant para and you sold it to somebody else with the rights to keep the vlad. So you owned the vlad and the para you sold to somebody else. Now, pitma. Let's say now the bala para fattens him, makes him eat a lot, and therefore the para got very big. So the bala para, avada, that belongs to the bala para, the ptuma, belongs to the bala para. So Rashi says, Ptuma, Masha Shomanoisa Shoisa Yofam of Ne Shumna, Heavy the Baporum. To Vlad Mach Mosse Lo Yossi Shumna. In other words, Pitma means how much the poor is fat now. People pay a lot of money because they're so fat. That's the poor itself got fat. It's not called because the Vlad there it's fat. That's not why it's fat. It's fat, the meat of the poor itself became fat. That belongs to the Baporum. But Navchamai, it is, if it's a pregnant poor, it's much bigger. Like there's a lot of air inside its stomach. Like the vlad inside, it blows it up out of the ear. It makes it much bigger. So Rashi says, Navchamai, Mashoisa Yofam Efnei Navcha Lemi Yishalim. The fact that this pregnant para looks so big, not because the meat was fat, but something was blown up inside. If you have a kid inside, you're blown up. So there's two different ways to look at it. How much the actual meat itself got fat, or just something that looks like a big animal right now, that's worth more. So again, if somebody sure killed this pregnant para, so, and it belonged to two different people. So you have to pay the Bala Pora how much he owns, and you have to pay the Bala Vlad how much he owns. So if your question is because the fat of the meat, that completely is a loss to the Bala Pora. But now after Nafcha was blown up, who has to pay for that? Now the Gemara says Chokin, it's both of them. Both together have a share in the blown up part of this Pora. It's blown up true because of the Vlad, but it's also blown up by itself. That's the Metzius. A pregnant parah is blown up, so it belongs to both of them. And the Ilkus HaChokin, that's Taka Dalocha. That this part we say Chokin, they both get an equal share in how much the Nafcha, the blown up part of the Purim, was worth. Now the Mishnah says, HaKeder, the Misomet has pots, earthly pots, Shehichnes Kedei Roysav Lachotza Balabayi Shloi Brishus. Reuven went into Shimon's house without permission, and he put down in Shimon's chotzer, he put down his pots. Now, Vishovro Behemta Shabalabayas. So Shimon's ox came and broke Reuven's pots. His potter? Avada, Shimon is potter. You have no right to come into my house. Fiam Huska Behen. Let's say the owner's shor hurt himself by these pots. Is Balak Deiris Chayiv? So the Balak Deiris Chayiv, like you put a boar in my Rishus. So if my animal hurts himself because of your pots, you have to pay me for it. What about though, Vim Hichnes Rishus? Let's say you have permission from the owner to come in and put down your pots in his chotzer. So then Balachotzer Chayiv. Then the Balachotzer is Chayiv, that since he gave you permission to come in, he means that he's going to watch it for you. And therefore Chayiv means that if the owner's shor does damage to your pots, so he has to pay his Chayiv. What about Hichnis Peiroisav Lechotza Balabayis? Reuven went and brought in his fruits into Shimon's Lechotzer. Shalei Brishus, again, a case without permission. Now, V'yachloson Behemta Shabalabayis. The Balabas's animal ate up Reuven's fruits. His potter? The Balabas's potter, again. Who gave you permission to put your fruits in my Chotzer? So if my animal eats it, I'm not supposed to watch it in my Chotzer. He has a right to eat what he wants in my Chotzer. Therefore, I'm potter. V'yem huska behen, let's say the owner's animals hurt themselves, tripped over these peris, is bala peris chayiv? The bala peris that brought these fruits in without permission, you made a bor in my rishus, havada, you're chayiv, you have to pay me for the damage, what happened to my animal? But v'yem hichnas brishus bala chotzer, v'yem hichnas brishus, let's say the owner gave Reuven permission to come in and put down your fruits in my chotzer, so then bala chotzer chayiv. If he gave you permission, means you come in and I'll watch them. Therefore, if the owner's shor went and ate up these fruits, so the owner has to pay the Baal HaPeiros, because I told you to come in means you come in and I'll watch you. A third case is, Hichnas Shoyroi Lechotza